The Lord's been speaking to me about perfect love, and I'm in this season where I'm bringing words that God's introduced to me 20 plus years ago, and now giving me the green light to just release them to the degree that I have revelation. And this message is that. It is the same. It is God's been speaking to me about perfect love and how there are sons and daughters that are being raised up all over the planet who will really walk in perfect love. So if you have your Bibles, let's go there. 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18. Let's go there. This is a familiar passage, but I want to come at it a different way. And then I want to ask the Lord to do something special in this. 1 John 4:18 says this, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear involves punishment." Interesting. "And the one who fears is not perfected in love." So did you hear that? The love has no secret agenda, no fear secretly embedded into it. In fact, if we're loving someone because we're fearing losing a relationship or loving someone with motives that cause us to fear, the Lord would just go, "Hey, that's not the way I want you to love." Love has no fear in it. As a matter of fact, it's going in the opposite direction. Perfect love, and the word for perfect there means maturing. Maturing love casts out all fear. It tells people, "We're good. You don't have to perform for me. You don't have to get it right for me." There is no fear because that's just not the way Jesus acts. That's not the way Jesus responds. He never says, "You've got to perform for me, and I want you to be afraid that we'll be disconnected if you don't do thus and so." That's not how he works. So fear causes distance, as I mentioned, and causes us, as the definition says, to cause to run, cause someone to run. Proverbs 28 and verse 1 says this, "The wicked run when no one is pursuing them, but the righteous are as bold," or some of the translations say, "as confident as a lion." So there is no fear in love. Let's talk about love. There's two main words in the scriptures, especially in the New Testament, for love, right? One is the agapeo, which we get agape from, and the other one is phileo. And so the agape love is that type of spirit love, where phileo is the more soulish type of love. Agapeo, it actually means, the definition is this, to love as a direction of the will. True commitment beyond emotion. Let me read that again. To love as a direction of the will. True commitment beyond emotion. It's used of God's love to man and man's love to God. In John 15:9, Jesus says this, "Just as the Father has loved me," agapeo, "just as he has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love," agape. So agape, now born out of agapeo, so it's a direction of our will, agape says, "I'm going to do something with that love." And the word agape actually means benevolent. In other words, I don't just give lip service to my love, I add an action to my love. In other words, like, "For God so loved," agapeo, "the world that he gave." He put an action to his love, so it was beyond lip service. It actually comes from the word benevolence. But phileo is based on this, common interests and emotional connection. It's never used of God's love for man. As humans, we were created to love. We were created by the hands of love. We were created by the breath of love. Everything that God is love. And so God agape'd us and gave us life. He loved us and put that love to action and designed us to respond to agape love. But this verse says that the world is so centered on phileo love that it actually begins to hate or resist you because you're not of it. Wow. It's so centered on phileo. I need to feel connected. I need to touch. I need to have that nostalgic feeling. I need this connection to you. And as long as we have that, we're good. But if that ever wanes, we're not good. And the world who operates in that kind of love, as that verse says there in John 15, 19, will hate or resist you for not entering into that love as a primary source. How do you get all created order to respond? Seems like that happened for Jesus. The Bible states that all things are held together by the power of his word. And I believe that when Jesus turned water into wine, that on the atomic level, all the atoms and molecules were like, you need us to be wine? We'll be whatever the heck you like. We're water, but if you want to walk on us, we'll turn to solid because you love us and we respond to that kind of love. All creation responds to that level of love. If you want to say to this mountain, be removed, we'll easily back off because we respond to love. And all creation was created by love and was created to respond to love. I believe that when sons and daughters arrive, we'll see a harmony that New Agers have been trying to connect with the land like never before, but you can't do it without agape. It doesn't happen with phileo. They don't respond to phileo. All creation knows. Animals know. Animals know if they can trust you or your neighbor. What if the rocks really do cry out in praise? What if oceans really do clap their hands in praise? What if trees really do wave their branches in praise? And what if the donkey and the palm branches were more than just props for a triumphal entry for Jesus? What if mountains, valleys, and fields and streets really do recognize the beautiful feet of those who bring good news? All created order, all creation groans and eagerly awaits for the revealing of sons and daughters who've been perfected in agape love, way beyond just a feeling, way beyond just an emotional connection, a commitment that's birthed out of a direction of the will. No wonder prophets of old spoke over mountains and valleys to prepare the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. No wonder they were speaking, oh mountains, oh trees, oh hillsides, oh Jerusalem, over regions. How blessed would they be to have the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up the valleys, make the mountains a field. Prepare the way of the Lord. He's coming. God didn't just save people. For God so loved the world, God came to save the world. And the world is not just people. He's restoring everything and all created order. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Creation testifies. And, you know, there's been tests. Law enforcement have done polygraph tests on all kinds of things just to see the efficacy of polygraph and how it works. And one test was done by law enforcement in New York on plants, hooked up a polygraph machine to plants, and put plants in a room and spoke negatively over the plants and then spoke positively over the plants and watched the needle change and respond negatively or positively based on what was said to that plant. They took it a step further and went to the scene of a crime where someone had committed a murder, grabbed a plant from the very living room that someone was murdered in, took it to the lineup of suspects, hooked the polygraph test up to it, and when the lineup of suspects, when suspect number three walked in, that needle started freaking. Don't tell me that all creation doesn't know.